Greetings everyone, it's Seven from London and I'm making another video. I haven't even slept, but we gotta get this video viral. We got to get this video viral. I'm gonna actually show you something now which needs to be seen all over the world. Now, what I wanna show you right now is a nurse. She's in America anyway. She's had the COVID vaccine, all right? And remember, I showed you two videos ago about RT News. RT News said that people were actually saying that they had Bell's palsy, which is basically paralysis of the face. Now, there is a nurse who took the COVID vaccine who's come forward and she's got the paralysis. You need to see this. Everybody needs to see this because this situation is so deadly serious, right? There's a lot of people don't recognize that they're actually deliberately doing this to people. And I think this is why they maybe want people to wear the masks, because her face is paralyzed and she's wearing the mask now because her face is paralyzed. I want to show you this. 1 second. Okay, I'm sharing the screen. Here we go. You should be able to see this. Okay, so this is a nurse. I'm going to just hit play so that you can hear what she's saying.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just getting embarrassed for it. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
See that, people? This is what they are forcing and they want to force upon people. You know, shout out to the sister for coming forward, and we need as many people as possible to start coming forward, because this is not a situation that is any of us should view lightly. Remember, as I showed you before, for anybody who's watching my videos for the first time, and I've got the papers on hand. In the UK, they have a whole army. They have a whole army to do this to people. That's what they want to do. They want to do it not just in the UK, they want to do it globally. Globally. It's not a joke, people. You need to get this video all over the world. Let people know that this is a mass genocidal program that we've got on. I've showed you before. I'm going to flag it up again. I'm not going to let go until people start reporting it on their channels. All the big channels should be reporting that people are getting paralyzed. People are dying from this vaccine. People, this is no joke. You're going to let them do this to you? Okay, let me find this thing. 1 second, let me find this thing. All right, so I'm going to share the screen again. Wait a minute, let me just, those, the lighting changes. Just bear with me a minute. Let me share, which one is it? I think it's here. Oh, Okay, it's actually this one that I want to show you. I've been showing this every single video, and I'm not going to stop. I'm going to flag it up until something is done about it, because they've closed their airports in the UK to trap all the people so that we can be force vaccinated by a company that has got, and if you notice, if you look at my previous video, they're changing the number of records. It was 80, now they've put it down, they're removing things from it. Since I've been flagging it up, they're actually removing some of the records of the violations. These are the violations, and I want to remind people, all you have to do is click on it and then you can go deeper into the violations and find out exactly what the violation was. It will tell you false claims, act related, government contracted related offences. Let's see if they're changing it, because I've been going through them. Ah, they're changing the names. Are they changing the names? Let's see. Because it said health related offences the other day. Let's see. This is kickbacks and bribery, competition related offences. Let me see the one where it said health related. Let's see if they've removed that. If they've removed that, okay, it's still there. Healthcare related offences. And when you click on it, you can actually get to see exactly who it was, who the case was. 2.3 billion to resolve criminal and civil liability arising from illegal promotion of certain pharmaceutical products. That's exactly what's going on right now with this COVID vaccine. They're making it sound like, yay, we've got a vaccine, it's so wonderful. And meanwhile, people are being paralyzed and killed by this thing. This is no joke, people. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to show you also something, and then I'm going to sign up. I'm trying to keep the videos as short as possible because we need this to go all over the world. We need every single reporter. If you've got a YouTube channel, you've got a platform, you need to get this information out, because in the UK, they're setting up armies for us, right? And this is worldwide. They want 54 million people to be vaccinated with vaccines that from a company who have got a track record of trillions of pounds, paying trillions of pounds in violations for their products. Meanwhile, they're pushing those products on us and forcing us. They've locked down all the airports so nobody can travel. This is an absolute violation of humanity. So I want to just show you a few other things before I sign out. Now, this is very imperative. Please open a Gab account. If you're interested in posting on a page which is freedom of speech, you can also follow me on here, Seven Gate. Go to Seven Gate News on Gab. Gab is gab.com, Seven Gate News posts. I'm posting my videos because obviously certain videos they will remove from Facebook. But let's see, if you go onto my page, let's see, you should be able to see all my posts. Let's see all my posts. So we've got a post, I've done a post about the tribunal, and all my recent posts are on here. I've had this for a while, actually. I just didn't post. I've had it since 2017, but I just didn't post on here. And obviously, these are good sites because their whole remit is for freedom of speech. Just like the other one that I'm on, Brighton. I want to show you Brighton. Let me come off here for a minute. I have to come out and go back in again. Wait a minute. Just bear with me. Okay, I'll get rid of this. And I want to just show you Brighton. Hopefully, we'll go on there. Okay, so this is the Brighton. I'm encouraging everybody, refuse to be silenced. Free speech lives here. Join now. If you join Brighton and we're all on Brighton, that means that we can share each other's videos. You can see all the content on my channel. I don't have very many videos on here, but at least, you know, I'm starting to, it's actually, oh gosh, they want me to log in. I'll log in a minute. But anyway, my channel is called Solutionaries, and there's some great videos on here. You can stay up to speed about what's happening. You just have to go. If you click on the corner, new videos, you'll see all the latest videos from all over the world, and you'll get the truth, you know, the things that mainstream media, YouTube, and all of these other platforms are preventing us from seeing. You can see on this platform, you know, open it. These are all the channels, all the different channels, and they're very well populated. And a lot of these videos, you see the views, you never get those views nowadays if you're a true speaker on YouTube, very seldom, because they doctor the views. And so, yeah, it's a good one. My channel is obviously called Solutionaries Media Network. Let me stop sharing and then I'll type it in. Wait a minute. So this is my Brighton page. You'll see all my recent videos and previous videos. I don't have many, but I have a few you can watch. Basically, this is my channel name. If you open a Brighton account, please subscribe to me, subscribe to my channel. I don't know where the subscribe is, but it's pretty much the same principle as any of these types of platforms. The great thing about Brighton is that you can actually load videos as long as you like. And I do have a series, Rise of the Divine Feminine, but I haven't really been able to expand upon that because there's so many things to do. Right now we're in critical time, so I've been focused on highlighting what's happening. So, you know, please. And also, anybody who's supporting our tribunal, I want to thank everybody, because we have a GoFundMe. As many of you know, Alfred Weber and myself, there's Alfred here and myself here, we are the founders of the tribunal, which we started in March of last year. And we've been working consistently, you know, to build this and put this whole thing together. And as many people know, I've had my house broken into, all my content stolen. I had to flee from my life because they sent hitmen after me. I've been through all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, there's quite a few other judges. All of us are working from our own pockets, and you know, we don't get any money from anybody, but obviously the situation is critical and it's work we have to do. So often in these situations, money becomes the last thing to think about, but obviously other people want to be paid. So you know, so we've got this GoFundMe, which I really want everybody to support. We have two, actually. I think one is for the actual, to pay for lawyers to get injunctions for the rest of humanity in the 118 countries. You know, obviously each country will take care of their own courts, but those of us that are representing the UK or wherever, I mean, the UK in particular, because we are the ones that are in critical danger right now, because they're forming armies to literally kill people and paralyze people. That's what's happening. And, you know, that's one woman, you know, RT News, as you can see in this article, I flagged it up before. is showing the other volunteers, they're saying volunteers got facial paralysis after taking Pfizer COVID-19 jab. I showed you that before. Now, that lady is showing you, she's not mentioned in this. This is a completely different woman. So can you imagine how many people out there are now paralyzed from this COVID-19 jab? And they're pushing it on the front of their newspapers to make it look like this thing is wonderful. Meanwhile, it's actually killing and paralyzing people. This is a dangerous situation and we have to shut it down, people. We have to shut it down. We have to make our voices known. And so there's a lot of work for us to do. Please support the tribunal. Let me show you tribunal. You can see. Again, that's the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. That's our logo. And you can go on here, you can see the actual indictments. I'm going to be interviewing the judges starting from, I think it's Thursday. And so Thursday or Friday, I think this week, I'm going to be interviewing one by one, doing short videos so that you can get familiar with all the judges who've participated, find out a lot more about them. And yeah, I basically wanted to just make that video. And so I'm actually going to sign out because I don't want to make long videos. I want to keep them as short as possible so that we can get the word out viral. So the word is, literally get this everywhere, because there are people that are volunteering to take these vaccines because of the propaganda that they're seeing on newspapers like this. I showed it to you before, tons of others, but you know, all of these things that, I mean, some of the papers like, yay, we've got a vaccine, you know, like this, one down, 54 million to go. I showed you this before. But this is what's happening. The newspapers are promoting something that they know is deadly. They know it's deadly. Sorry, I just have to do a white screen because this camera. Anyway, people, much love, peace, positivity, and divinity. Support this. Put hashtag don't you dare on everything that you post on social media from now on. Post it everywhere, okay? I'm going to try and keep up with these videos, but I'm relying on you to get this information out. Let the people see what they've done to this woman and what they're doing to people and what they're forcing people to have, knowing that that company has a decade's worth of history. The cases that go back to 1996 with this company, yet the British government and all the world governments are getting behind this company to do this to us. It's evil. It's absolutely evil. They've shut down all the airports and we're trapped in the UK. They're killing the people in the UK. They've been killing us in the UK for decades, right? And nobody said anything. We've had to fight for our survival in the UK when our family members get murdered, like my beloved cousin Ronnie Nicholas, whose birthday is today. He would have been 56 years old today. Rest in peace, my beloved soulmate cousin Ronnie Nicholas. I'm going to get justice for him. We're going to get justice for people, but right now we have to focus on manifesting love, manifesting truth, peace, and justice, and then to shut this COVID situation down, because it's cruel, it's wicked what they're doing to vulnerable people, people who are sitting in front of the television every night thinking what they're hearing on the news is true. There's been loads of reports on, if you go on Brighton, you'll see loads of reports of hospitals that are empty, yet they've got a five-tier thing. It's all being manufactured. The end game was to give people this vaccine. That's the end game. And look at who's manufacturing the vaccine. No, people, we have to stop it. We have to stand up and say, no, you don't have the right to bully us. You don't have the right to terrorize us. We choose to live in peace. We choose to live our lives not with this misery and domestic terrorism, because that's what COVID-19 is. It's domestic terrorism at its worst, promoted to make it look like it's for our, it's our savior. They've got a cure for no illness. This is Hegelian dialectic, as everybody who's got any knowledge of all of this stuff knows. Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They had the vaccine before they even had the virus. That's how come they were able to create it so quickly. They had it in the pipeline. They've been creating these things for decades. Now they're forcing us to have it. No, we're not going to accept that. Get this video out, people. Peace and love. We need it to go viral. Worldwide, people need to see what that sister is going through. I'm going to come at you with another video tomorrow. Peace, love, and divinity. Love, love, love. Thank you.